still going to be plenty warm, but it's going to feel a lot cooler. Eric Carpenter with you. It's Tuesday morning. Good to have you with us on KCVL, KCRK. It has been hot for so long, even though it cools down overnight. The house just doesn't seem to cool down well, so even with the windows open. So this reprieve for today with cooler weather is going to feel pretty good. We're going to talk about that weather forecast, that coming up here in just a few minutes. We want to talk with Guy Gifford a little this morning, the Department of Natural Resources. Yesterday we talked about the 6 days on, 1 day off schedule for firefighting crews. Well, let's talk current fire conditions and some of the different things you can help to prevent fires.
We are still having wildfires every single day, multiple fires in the area. So people need to be very concerned and be careful of not doing anything that can start a spark. That's all it's taking. We're getting those conditions now where just a single spark can start that next wildfire. And of course, wind can make that single spark expand very, very quickly into a large wildfire. So if you're recreating, camping, catalytic converters get very, very hot. So you definitely want to be careful if you're out recreating, am I driving on dry grass? And so be aware of all those catalytic converters. They do start fires every year. But we also get fires along highways, interstates, from sparks from vehicles. If you're towing, making sure your chains aren't dragging, they release sparks. And make sure your brakes are in good condition on the trailers and they don't lock up accidentally. So just that preventive maintenance on your vehicles will often help reduce sparks coming from the vehicle, which can easily, in these dry conditions, start that next wildfire. If you're a homeowner, it's still not too late to take active steps around your home to prepare for wildfire. Making sure there's no burnable material next to your home. Are the leaves raked up from your home? Is the dry grass back from your home? Do you have newspaper or cardboard or other flammable material next to your house? Getting that away from that first 5-foot zone for those little embers coming from wildfire doesn't start anything on fire. That's something people can do right this afternoon, and it generally doesn't take them long. It doesn't cost them any money. We do have several different zones. That's that one zone that we can make a lot of emphasis right this afternoon. WildfireReady.com. You can send people to that site for more information about protecting the home from wildfire.
All right, Guy Gifford, helping us keep things a little safer during the high fire danger here. Next week, we're going to be talking with Public Lands Commissioner Hillary France, talking about the mid-season wildfire update.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
The Washington legislature, they passed a law in 2021 that requires manufacturers to use safer refrigerants and prevent accidental release of the hydrofluorocarbons from existing equipment. The law also requires Ecology to ban the sale of some consumer products, including air horns and other noisemakers. Well, part of this legislation, the Department of Ecology is holding a public comment period to get feedback on proposed restrictions on refrigerants, new air conditioners, and more. Here's more from Department of Ecology.
My name is Joel Creswell, the Climate Policy Section Manager at the Department of Ecology. I oversee the team that is implementing our hydrofluorocarbon and refrigerant management programs. Ecology regulates compounds called hydrofluorocarbons, which are most commonly used in refrigerants. And these are gases that are hundreds to thousands of times more harmful to the climate than carbon dioxide. They have a global warming potential that's much, much higher. And that's why we're regulating their emissions. So we already have prohibitions on certain types of refrigerants in Washington state that have really high global warming potential. And what we propose is to modify the rule in response to a 2021 law. So we're working at the direction of the legislature to set some thresholds on what's an acceptable global warming potential for a refrigerant used in Washington. And then we're also creating a refrigerant management program, and that is going to put requirements on the operators of large industrial and sort of commercial building scale systems to check for leaks and maintain those systems so that they're not leaking too much of these harmful components into the atmosphere. Basically, what we're doing is we're putting a regulation on manufacturers and distributors that limits what they're allowed to sell in Washington. And we're only doing this in categories that already have ready substitutes available. For example, there's some refrigeration equipment that's already subject to ecology regulations right now. And when you go into your local Home Depot or Best Buy to get a new refrigerator, it's not really apparent that there's a regulation in place, because what's not happening is they're not selling models that might use a refrigerant gas, which is in the little copper tubes on the back end, that has a high global warming potential. But you're just buying a refrigerator and it has a lower global warming potential refrigerant in it, and it's kind of seamless to the consumer. So that's kind of the same thing we're doing. The main difference between what's already being enforced and what's being proposed with this new comment period is that the current regulation specifies specific gases, and we're changing that up so that instead of banning specific gases in Washington, we're saying we're going to ban any gas with a global warming potential above a certain threshold. Just because industry innovates, they come up with new compounds. We don't want to have to issue new rules every time a new gas comes out. And we also don't want the manufacturers to have that uncertainty of, well, if I put out this gas, are they going to ban this too? So we're saying, just look, if it's above a threshold, you can't sell it in Washington. If it's below a threshold, then you can sell it in Washington. And we set that threshold to be protective of the climate. I think in most cases, consumers aren't going to notice much of a difference. I can't say in every category that there wouldn't be possibly some cost impact, but we haven't found that any of those cost impacts would be significant. They'll just use different gases inside them.
It just might cost you more. All right. Tomorrow, we're going to hear more specifics on that public comment period. It is open now. It is available. There's a link on the Department of Ecology website. That's ecology.wa.gov. Their main page has a link under the trending section.
Colville Together, a Main Street program, invites you to the second, fourth Friday on July 28th. This is a family-friendly evening that includes vendors along Main and Astor, an art walk from 3 to 5 p.m., kids crafts at the library from 3:30 to 5 p.m., and a live concert featuring Top Dollar starting at 5 p.m. in Heritage Court. Thank you to the Vincent Fund for sponsoring the live concert. Last month's Colville Together fourth Friday was a blast. Don't miss this one. Come join us downtown for a fun family event.
The city of Spokane is asking residents to only water their lawns 2 days per week due to low Spokane River flows. The city says the river is flowing at less than 1,000 cubic feet per second, and that triggered the level 2 drought response. That means no outdoor watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., no watering more than 2 days per week, and no more than 2 hours of watering per day, and no use of water to clean sidewalks, driveways, decks, or patios. The city says those water restrictions may require adjustments for many, but it's necessary to preserve the environment and sustain natural resources. Deer. They have found refuge at the base of wind turbines in Washington state as wildfires scorch the ground around the area. the plant manager for White Creek Wind and Harvest Wind projects in South Central Washington, says he saw many does and fawns on the turbine's gravel pads. In some cases, that's the only area left untouched amid the blackened earth. The crews continue fighting the Newell Road fire just north of the Columbia River. Dry weather, high gusty winds. Still, at this point, it's an unknown number of homes that have been burned, scores of residents under evacuation notices in that area.
Get ready for the momentous summer sales event at Adams Tractor. For a limited time, we're slashing prices on our complete line of Gravely mowers. Whether you need a residential, commercial, zero-turn, or walk-behind mower, we've got you covered. And the savings, they're out of this world. Enjoy discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to transform your lawn. Visit Adams Tractor's new location in Colville today and make your summer momentous. Adams Tractor, your trusted partner for all your Gravely lawn needs.
Two teenagers found fatally shot at a home in central Washington. Yakima Police Chief says police were called to a home Friday afternoon to investigate suspicious circumstances. He says responding officers found a girl and a boy dead from gunshot wounds. Both were of high school age. The police chief says there is no threat to the community.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
Regular meeting for the Colville City Council that coming up this evening at City Hall. The meeting gets called to order at 6 in the evening. The likely appointment to a vacant council member position, Ward 1, Position 1. Expect Vicki Strong to be appointed to that position. The possible bid award for the airport paving project, and the Fourth Friday folks, Colville Together, they want some Vincent funds for their Heritage Court events going on the Fourth Fridays. People living in Cheney, they are being asked to vote on if they want to have a new tax for a new community pool. That is on their primary election ballot. The city is asking $13 million for the new community pool in Cheney. The consultant did a study to figure out what the best option would be to replace the old pool, and they come up with a new aquatic center would be the answer. And they figure it's going to cost each homeowner about $106 a year, 53 cents per thousand assessed valuation. It would have a pool for lap swimming, swim lessons, recreational swimming, a lazy pool, a water slide. So, all the communities, they built these pools about in the same time period, and they're all just plain wore out. And construction continuing over in Kettle Falls for their new pool. But down in Cheney, it's going to be on the ballot. Cost you about $106 a year. Some people say it's the amenity the community needs. Others say it's not worth the taxes. Some people, they say they don't want a new pool. It's just not the right time. You can only use the pool 3 months out of the year. They say the bathrooms in the park and school activities, and this should be where money goes. So, anyway, it's on the primary ballot down in Cheney. We'll kind of keep an eye on where that goes.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a leader in the forest products industry, is now offering a free forest health checkup. If you have 10 or more acres of timberland, Vaughan Brothers Lumber can help you determine if your family's forest is healthy and fire resilient. Schedule your free forest evaluation today by calling Vaughan Brothers Lumber at 684-5071. Vaughan Brothers Lumber, adding value to the forest for people, products, and the environment.
Well, this year's Seattle Mariners are turning out to be their pretty good team. They're just not a great team. They've still got a lot of work to do. Last night's game against Minnesota, it was scoreless through four innings. And Murphy put a Mariners on the board, have 421-foot solo shot to center field in the fifth inning, his seventh homer of the season. Murphy's been pretty red hot lately. And he is still behind Cal Raleigh on the depth chart, but he's been moving up. Tom Murphy, good home run last night. First loss of the year for Paul Sewald. First loss last night. Took the loss and came in pitching in extra innings. And the Twins, well, they get the win. It was a 3-3 tie. Headed into the 10th inning, Sewald, leadoff hitter, moved the automatic runner over to third with a sacrifice bunt. And then two batters later, a game-winning single out to right field. First loss of the year for Sewald. Long balls were the thing last night for the Mariners. Wong hit a two-run homer as a pinch hitter in that extra inning loss. Wong didn't start the contest, but he slugged a two-run homer with two outs in the ninth inning. That actually gave the Mariners a one-run lead in the ninth. But the Twins tied it up in the bottom of the ninth and then went on in the tenth to get the win. It's a three-game series. Game two is coming up this afternoon, pregame at 3:30, first pitch at 4:40. Minnesota Twins and the Mariners. It will be an early morning game on Wednesday, a 9 a.m. pregame on Wednesday for Mariner baseball. Exciting game last night. It just Mariners didn't end up with the win, so kind of took the air out of the sails on that one. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Colville Glass. Colville Glass excels at auto glass repair and replacement, residential, commercial windows, as well as mirrors and shower doors, serving the people of their area since 1966 at 111 South Oak. More sunshine as the day goes along. Starting off pretty cloudy, but we're going to see sunshine this afternoon. 79 for the high today, 41 overnight. Sunny, 81 on Wednesday. Thursday, getting up to 85, 87 Friday, 89 on Saturday. Pretty nice day to go to the lake. 87 Sunday, 88 on Monday. No precipitation in the forecast. Again, be extremely careful. Even if you're mowing the lawn, you don't want to hit a rock or make a spark. Keep an eye on things because we don't need any fires started. For complete auto glass, Lowe vinyl windows for your home or your storefront, you can count on them. Colville Glass. Right now, no wind here at the radio station. the barometer back up some, 30.16, and starting the day off at 64 degrees. It is 7:30. Good morning, Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK.